And good morning to the Power Hour listeners. This is Dr. H. Ruot filling in once again for Dan Bergman and others as guest host. Golly, what a show. What a day we have planned today for you listeners. I hope you're having a great day, even though the world seems to be spiraling even more out of control. The Power Hour is just simply a way to tune in and to learn, again, knowledge that you need, information you need, because you see, once you have information and knowledge, fear seems to disappear. Isn't that good? Fear seems to disappear with knowledge. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's exactly right, folks. Today, I'm just pleased to announce we'll have in the second hour Dr. Catherine Horton joining us. And, folks, if you don't know about Dr. Horton, you need to know her story. Incredible story. She was actually born in communist Romania. As a child, she grew up under the communist thumb. Her parents were very educated professors, very much a part of the enemies of the state, so to speak, of the communist nation. See, the communists do not like people with education. They don't like people to have thought processes. They think a little deeper outside of the box. And so at a very early age, as young as 8 or 9, she remembers how she was intimidated by the thugs of the Romanian government. The organized crime mafia still is engaged today, folks. It's the same group of people that operate here in America and worldwide, whether it's Ukrainian mob or the Romanian mob. Still, I mean, folks, it's still who they are. It is incredible. It hasn't just disappeared with the fall of the Iron Curtain. Okay? The Soviet Union still has their thugs, and so does Russia. Russian mafia, very much real. Ukrainian mafia, Albania, Romania, same thing, folks. And if you think it doesn't exist, well, you can continue to think that, but it really does. Now, the important information that we're going to be sharing, Dr. Horton will explain in the second hour, ladies and gentlemen, is simply that they've gone and ratcheted up the control of individual people worldwide to a new level. And this is going to be exposed by this show. Hopefully we'll get her to follow through with other interviews later on, because her story is incredible. Either one of two things is true here, folks. Either she is completely, absolutely the most courageous whistleblower ever, or she is an absolute crackpot, absolute nut. Now, you'll have to decide that based on the interview yourself, because, see, the mainstream media wants you to believe anybody talking about, oh, my gosh, directed energy weaponry, 5G being a method to control people and to even cause disease states. These people are crazy, and they must be censored from the Internet. Any type of Facebook account that talks about this, censored immediately. This has been going on since last year, 2019, folks. My blog itself, my Story Behind the Story blog that I've had for 15 years, was shut down in December of last year. I had a repository of information on this very subject. The Sound of Silence, as it's called in the circle, since the 1970s. It was Dr. Robert Duncan and others, insiders with DARPA, have come forth and whistleblown and said, didn't you have this voice to skull communication? These directed energy weapons are very real. They've been deployed since the 1970s, folks. Goes back to all of the research in the CIA and DARPA with something called Mind Control Ultra, MK Ultra. Folks, we're going to just go down this rabbit hole in a big way. And I mean a big way today with Dr. Horton. She is a particle physicist, yes, a PhD. She worked at the Super Collider in Bern, Switzerland. She's one of the top trained particle physicists in the entire world, folks. I don't think such a person that's trained as an Oxford fellow is a crackpot. I just say that. Her story is incredible. Yes, I admit that. Her story is way incredible. But that's, again, I think, why it's true. Okay, she is absolutely gone through hell and back. She'll tell the story. Her website, if you want to just take a preview look at it, is stop007.org. Stop 007, what is that? You know, James Bond, 007, yeah, Her Majesty's Secret Service, yeah, yeah, yes. MI5, MI6, CIA, Mossad, same thing, folks. Same group of miscreants. Okay. And you have to understand, folks, this whole COVID-19 exercise is part and parcel of that. Mind control in the highest order is simply what it is. Folks, we have some great news for you. Again, as we come in, let's just go into some of the news items that are breaking headlines, okay? But before that, this Columbus Day yesterday, wow, we celebrate Columbus Day. Yeah, the Native Americans don't seem to like Columbus Day too well, and it's becoming more and more politically incorrect to celebrate a Columbus Day. Maybe we'll call it something else. I don't know, maybe a harvest holiday or some such thing. I don't know. But be that as it may, guess what? The Power Mall has an incredible sale going on, folks. 10% off through the entire week. So take advantage of all the special deals there at the Power Mall, because you see, that's what keeps this show going. That's what keeps it on the air. Support it. The Power Mall promotion, especially there. You know, I got to tell you, this is personal to me, but my minerals are also for sale there at the Power Mall. So I'll tell you, folks, the body needs minerals every single day. You can go without food for a while, folks, and you can thinking you can go without water, but you know what? You start to dehydrate, you start to get ill, your kidneys start to shut down, you die quick. You can go weeks without food, but you can't go more than a few days without water. And you know what? Same with minerals. Just like the air you breathe, the body must have minerals. Must have minerals. This is a must have: oxygen to breathe and water to drink. Hydrogen, oxygen, H2O, water, and oxygen. Minerals, you see, are also on the periodic table. Those are incredibly important, folks. You got to have them, and I guarantee you, Mother Earth Minerals, my company, there is no finer, purer mineral, more assimilated that the body can use than Mother Earth Minerals. And they're available at the Power Mall, 10% off this week. Take advantage of them. Okay, headline news. Golly, the golden-haired boy in the U.K. I will get Dr. Horton's. She's in the U.K., oh, my goodness. Boris Johnson, yeah, he's coming out strong. We need to go back on full UK lockdown now. Yeah, yeah. Really? Oh, Boris, you know, what do you care? You were sick with it. You're immune, right? Huh. No. Let me give you a newsflash, folks. I was saying this back in July. Of course, who wants to listen to a crackpot? You know, a crackpot doctor who believes in the train theory versus the germ theory, who believes that everything really begins at the cellular level, and you really don't catch disease, your body manufactures disease states. I mean, that's craziness, right? So, folks, I'm saying, listen, I have a direct link, a direct smoking gun link to the so-called COVID-19 nonsense. And I did this by going out on the Indian reservation, in the Hopi reservation, and talking to individuals there and into Navajo land. Folks, the Navajo nation is isolated. There is no international airport there. There's no international tourism or visitors going. Many of the hogans, the dwellings of the Navajo, are so isolated it takes hours to get to the outlying little places, and they're just very scattered. 174,000 members of the tribe, officially, over a huge swath of land, wild land, barren land, much of it doesn't have water. The point is, these people are tucked away. How in the world are they leading the world? I mean, yeah, per capita, leading the nation, leading the world in COVID-19 deaths and infections. It doesn't fit the model that comes out of Boris Johnson's Royal Institute of London. How it's spread through contact, okay, from international airports. Remember the whole story? Remember the whole meme, folks? The whole model that Fauci and others foisted on us? Remember that? Got to shut down the airports. Remember Donald Trump's first initial thing was to shut down airlines, shut down specific traffic to China, to Wuhan, to shut it all down. Remember all that? Oh, he's extreme. This is crazy. No matter what Donald Trump has done or tried to do, it was wrong. Okay? Shut down the airlines going to China. We need to isolate. Well, folks, the Navajo Nation's already isolated. How in the world can they get this virus spreading so fast? Simple. Vaccination needles, folks. Oh, yeah. Dr. Ott, really? Yeah. Yeah, folks. For the first time, the Navajo Nation there's a massive vaccination campaign last fall, about this time of year, October into November. They were bribed hundreds of dollars to take the vaccine shot, and it was at least a trivalent, if not a quadrivalent vaccine. I've talked and narrowed it down, folks. Oh, and what was part of the, trivalent means there's three different viruses. A quadrivalent is four viruses. For the first time ever, they had a component of severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, a laboratory virus, folks, a lab virus. SARS wasn't real until 2003 when it was manufactured in a laboratory by Dr. Terence Tumpey and Dr. Taubenberger, who went and isolated the virus formations of the 1918 pandemic, and they made it into a patented lab virus. 2003 called it SARS, a Middle Eastern version. MERS was also created and released. Folks, you don't catch this thing from aerosols. You don't catch it from Chinese airlines, okay? You don't catch it at all. You have to have it injected into your body. And that's exactly what happened to the Navajo and the Hopi. Smallpox, blankets, yeah, that's part of their history too. You say, oh, let's all celebrate this on Columbus Day. The Native Americans love what we brought to them, haven't they? I got to tell you, folks, it's not right. It's just not right to use our indigenous Native Americans as lab rats and guinea pigs. I'm sorry, it really upsets me because these people are innocent. They just want to live their lives. And the Hopi and the Navajo live their lives like they have for 2,000 years. Much of them very primitive. I've been there. It's amazing. Yeah. Dirt floors, you bet. What furniture they have is made by themselves. Hey, if it was okay for grandma and great-grandpa and everybody else to live in a structured hogan with animal furs and thatched roofs, that's okay by me. We're warm, we're cozy. We live off the land, and we're fine with that. Don't mess with us, Mr. Pahana white man. I've been there, I've seen their culture, folks. Why do they need 5G? They don't even have over 40% of the Hogans don't even have electricity. Let alone a computer station. Why do they need a 5G? Many of them don't have cell phones. What do they need a 5G? Oh, yeah. They installed 5G towers throughout the reservation and did a mass vaccination, folks. I made the challenge to the Navajo and Hopi health departments back in June. Show me one death. Show me one case. One young person has died that has not been vaccinated. Still waiting, folks. Hasn't happened. Because everybody has. Now we hit, now fast forward to now. Now, 2020. We have spikes in coronavirus in the UK. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness gracious. North Dakota, which didn't have any lockdowns whatsoever. The great city of North Dakota is facing an outbreak. Why? Because it's time for flu shots, folks. Oh, yeah. I just got back traveling from Kansas. I was in Manhattan, Kansas, walking to the Super Center, Walmart Super Center. Oh, my goodness. You're met by the mask police at the front door. You got to wear a mask, and if you don't have one, we'll force you to get one, or you're not coming to the store. You got to take one of our masks. It's complimentary. Wear it, or don't come in the store. Yeah, yeah, okay. I have my bandana. I'll pretend like I'm Jesse James, okay? I'm robbing a store. Please. Walk in the front door, and immediately to the left is a big sign. Get your free vaccine. Free flu shots. Come on and get them. And their line was immense. Mostly senior citizens. People scared they're going to catch something. Wearing their masks, waiting to roll their rope the sleeve and get the vaccine. But if you didn't want to get a vaccine, or if you've already had the vaccine, it's okay. Go to the right and you go to this huge candy, Halloween candy display. I mean, everything on sale. Candy, chocolates, I mean to tell you. And go get your spook costume on. I sat there and I watched the people. Took out my cell phone and snapped some pictures. I said, this is what's the problem. It's corporate America. Now, small businesses are shut down, locked down, but not the Walmarts of the world, not the big corporate interests. And folks, you know, am I anti-Semitic to tell you Walmart's logo is a hexagram? Look at it close. It's a stylized Star of David. The hexagram. The symbol. And it's just right there in I just, wow, it doesn't matter if you're in Utah or Kansas or Wyoming or Colorado, wherever you're going to go. I mean, look at this nonsense. Line up and get your flu shot. And folks, when you get a flu shot, what is this? What are they putting into you? They're putting in foreign viruses, foreign RNA. A virus is simply ribonucleic acid, RNA, messenger RNA, surrounded by a protein sheet. That's all it is, and it's to give your body an immune response. Uh-huh. Wow, an immune response. What does that mean? You got a toxin put into your blood. Zap. Oh, my goodness. Your body's going to go into an immune response. What does that mean? Your polymerase, your enzymes that are naturally sitting there. Okay, what do? If I need it, I'm here to do something. What does the polymerase do? That causes a chain reaction. A polymerase enzyme chain reaction starts producing something called exosomes, also known as coronaviruses. They're manufactured in your body, folks, to fight a toxic invader. See, it's not the antibodies that the flu vaccine produces. It produces messenger RNA, also known as coronaviruses. So guess what? Rocket science, folks. You're going to have some symptoms. You're going to have a little bit of a fever. Mild. You might feel feverish for a day or two. And you're going to feel like, oh my gosh, I don't feel so hot. I'm going to take a nap. That's natural after a flu shot, folks. But if you're monitored, okay, you got a fever. Oh, my goodness. You're spiking a fever. Let's go get you tested. Let's put a swab up your nose, a polymerase chain reaction, PCR swab test to see how much coronavirus is being produced in your body. That's all it's testing, folks. Oh, my goodness, you're going to test positive. Hey, and if you're the top executive of the nation, if you're President Donald Trump and your wife both go get a flu shot like you're supposed to, roll up your sleeve, President, they give you an immune a virus shot. Bam. You're going to get sick, and you're going to go test positive, and you're going to go into quarantine, and the whole nation is going to say, oh, my goodness, our president is sick. But he's back on the campaign trail today, feeling super powerful, super fine. Why? Because he's got the best white coats in the business of Walter Reed giving him secret treatments. Folks, you've got to wake up to this scam. It is exactly what it is. A polymerase chain reaction test does not tell you anything at all except that your body is working normally and naturally. You don't have any novel virus in your body. It's not a blood test. It's not. All a PCR test is saying, hey, you know what? You're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. And about Boris Johnson, I mean, come on. This whole story out of the UK. Boris Johnson, quote, we need a national lockdown now. It needs to be even tougher than the one back in March, the story reads. The present rules and tiers are too confusing and will only result in more tiers as businesses fall, unemployment soars to early 80s levels, and the bodies pile up in the morgue. Oh, my goodness. The sky is falling, folks. We gotta take a break. We'll be back after these messages, folks. This thing has got to be exposed. Thanks for listening. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back again. Oh, just as we come into the break, we talked about the golden-haired one, the golden boy of the UK, Boris. Oh, Boris, come on. Yeah, let me just go ahead and talk. This guy led the charge to begin with. And remember how he was so sick? He came down and was laying in the hospital near death. Oh, my goodness, yeah. And, you know, what was amazing is Boris Johnson's approval rating after he got back on his feet was at an all-time high. Oh, golly. He's human like everybody else. He had this dread disease, and he's now okay. He's leading the world. Okay, golly. Approval rating spiked. And so here he is again spouting off about this. And folks, this is a crazy story. Because he's blaming, you see, that he's blaming the students, the kids in school. And the story, he says, and I quote, Boris Johnson says, I would also take the radical step of isolating all students now in their halls of residencies, you know, their dorms, you know, the college students, folks, testing them and then sending them home to be with their families. They should, of course, be compensated for their rent and student fees. All lectures should move to Zoom until at least Christmas, and this pathetic mantra of keeping schools open has to be reversed. Quote, kids are the spreaders of the virus along with students, so they need to be removed from the classroom. Folks, you don't spread a virus. You spread bacteria, but you don't spread viruses. Your body manufactures. Hey, you don't believe me, folks? Just look up and then go to your dictionary. Pull it off the shelf and see the definition of a virus. What is a virus? A virus is simply messenger RNA, mRNA. Surrounded by a protein sheath. How can this cause anybody to be, how can you catch and spread your messenger RNA? No, you have something inside of your body that triggers it, and you cause, that's what a common cold is. Why is there no cure for the common cold, folks? What is the common cold? It is a coronavirus. What is seasonal influenza? It is a coronavirus, folks. It's part of your very own DNA. It's part of your very own genome. In fact, part of your genome is called a virome. Look it up. Become educated. Understand how it works. And don't be afraid of it. Fact, one of the most stressful things for young children is when they go off to college, especially as a freshman. Many of them are homesick. They've never been away from home for the first time. They have to adjust to roommates. They have to adjust to a whole new environment, and many of them are highly stressed. It's part of the college experience, getting away from mommy and daddy and going on your own for the first time. You're going to be stressed. And guess what? According to Dr. Hillbreth studies in 1984, which I have all of his copies, a high level of stress causes coronavirus, a.k.a. exosomes, to be produced. Yeah, folks, stress causes viral infections. You think this is crazy, folks? Well, this is crazy because you're not thinking about it. You see, the mainstream media wants you to believe you got to wear a mask and have social distancing and keep from coughing and spread. Cough into your elbow. Okay, that's all good, folks. Really, if you want to do that, that's fine. But you're not spreading viruses that way. You might spread bacteria, so washing your hands is a good thing. Okay? Being sanitized is a good thing. Bacteria are different animals than viruses. And so we need to, understand that part of it. But viruses, no. No. Viruses are not living. They're not breathing. They don't defecate. They are your very own RNA, folks. That's what a virus is by definition. But you see, the media wants you to believe in the germ theory. They want you to believe that it's all a matter of you catching something. Half true, you can catch a bacteria, yes, but you cannot catch a virus. My goodness. You can get stressed out and your body starts spiking them and producing them. Oh, and then Boris Johnson wants every single college student to get a vaccine. There you go again. Oh, and get forcibly tested. Yeah, yeah. Go get a swab and shoved up your nose and the back of your throat and have it tested to show how active you are, how stressed you are, all of this stuff. Well, this is what a virus is, folks. It's a reaction to stress. Either from an influenza shot or what have you. So, you see, going back to the Navajo and the Hopi, I just got off the phone with my friends there in the reservation. They called me as I was traveling back on the freeway in Interstate 80, coming back to Utah from Kansas. Now, they're all upset because guess what? Like Belinda Gates said, the first vaccines for COVID are going to go to our indigenous Indian nations that are hit so hard with this. And so, yeah, the health department of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, whatever that nonsense is all about, are telling everybody, come and get your vaccines this year. This one, we're giving you the first shots of the COVID-19 vaccine. It's not making headlines. They want you to believe, you see, that it's still way up there, maybe into 2021 before it's readily available. But they're experimenting right now with veterans. Our veterans are being injected with this darn thing. They're calling it a pneumonia vaccine, but it's still the same thing. They're telling the Navajo and Hopi it's a vaccine against pneumonia, against this upper respiratory SARS thing. Come on, come and get your shot. And we wonder why there's a second wave happening. Folks, you cannot catch HIV, human immunosuppressant virus. You have to have it injected into your body from a tainted vaccine needle. That's how the whole thing started, whether it's in Africa or whether it's in the gay community of San Francisco through a contaminated hepatitis B vaccine. See, viruses have to be injected because it's foreign DNA that can burrow into your cells and start reproducing through that and get into your viral. And that's how human immunosuppressing virus is transmitted. The same with West Nile virus. The same with the rabies virus. Folks, if you think you can, somebody has got rabies and has got hydrophobia and is, you know, going crazy, you're okay as long as you don't let that person bite you and break the skin. Or rabid dog. I mean, go watch Old Yeller again. I mean, Old Yeller, you gotta shoot Old Yeller. How many cried when Old Yeller died? I did. But you see, that's the danger of hydrophobia, aka rabies. You gotta have it injected into you. It's gotta break the skin and get into your bloodstream. So here's a quiz for you. What's the difference between a lab SARS-CoV-2 created virus in Wuhan, China, and HIV, and West Nile virus, and Zika virus, and rabies virus? What's the difference? Nothing. You have to have it injected into you. Dr. Ott, are you saying people aren't dying? Yeah, I'm saying people are dying. And this brings us to the second point of what I want to discuss in this segment, folks. Let me expose you to a great little website. I've known about this for years. I love this website. I refer to it often. I have made notes going back years on this. It's called Worldometer. Worldometer. Worldometer.info. Check it out. It's a great, great little website. Worldometers.info. And you'll find that it's a running total. Guess what it shows? World population. Current world population, because every minute of every day across the world, people are born and people die. 7,818,278,000 current world population as of today, October 12th, 2020. 109 million births this year. Just today, October 20th, 171,455, and it's going just ching, ching, ching. It's births today. Deaths this year, 46 million deaths this year, 109,000 births. Deaths today, 72,010. And you know, people are born, people are dying. This is world meters, folks. This is fact of life. You're going to live and you're going to get old and you're going to pass on. That's part of what the life experience is all about. It's life cycles. Net population growth this year, and this is what's driving the Bill and Melinda Gates people crazy. 63 million net population growth this year. The sky is not falling. This corona freaking stupid virus, it's not killing more people than are being born. It's not even coming close. Net population growth just today, 99,631. But the Boris Johnsons of the world and the Faucis of the world and the Rockefellers of the world and the Evelyn Rothschilds of the world want you to believe, oh, no, 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 no. We've got to have you live in fear. Just this year, worldometers.info, they have a coronavirus update. This is from the World Health Organization's official numbers. But it's a snapshot. They show 38,198,000 coronavirus cases. And again, how are they diagnosed? By a PCR test, a polymerase chain reaction genetic test. That's all. There's no isolated COVID virus. There's not. There's none. It doesn't exist. So there's PCR testing saying, oh my goodness, you've got coronaviruses in your body. Hello. You have since the day of creation, folks. It's called common cold viruses. You have them in your body. 1,087,000 deaths. Oh, the sky is falling. We have to shut down and close up shop. Boris Johnson tells us we have to, and, you know, other people are saying the same thing. We got to just go back to the way we just isolated, hide away. Oh, come on, please. Folks, here's my point. 1 million coronavirus deaths. Last year in November, because I do this about every year on my radio show, some years are more, some years are less. 2017, 2018, 2018 statistic, there was 1.9 million deaths from seasonal influenza, according to Worldometer. 1,900,000 deaths from seasonal influenza in 2018, November. It's from January through November. Let's look at the numbers now. 1,033,000 coronavirus deaths, they say. And we look down on the health statistics. 383,000 seasonal flu deaths this year. Wow, nobody's dying from seasonal flu anymore. Because those 383,000 seasonal flu deaths were January, February, first part of March, and they quit being tallied. Now it's all COVID. Do you follow what I'm saying, folks? Add the COVID deaths to the seasonal influenza deaths through October 12th, and we're a pretty doggone mild seasonal flu virus year. My point is deaths happen from seasonal flu. They always have, and they always will. It's part of what we are as humans. We don't need a special vaccine that can trace everything, and who knows what's being put into us. You see? See the insanity of this, folks? And it's only because people believe it. They have no power if you expose it. And this is what I'm doing, folks. People are dying from seasonal influenza. It's the elderly. It's what kills people. It always has. It always will. It's part of our DNA. It's part of our structure. It's part of who we are as human beings, folks. Look at the health statistics. And this is, again, so add the seasonal flu deaths this year with the coronavirus deaths of 1 million some odd thousand, and you're way below the curve of other years. Well, you go on down and you see some other things that are pretty amazing that I think are deeply concerning. Hey, nobody's talking about HIV AIDS deaths anymore. Why? Would it shock you to find that, according to Worldometer, that 1.3 million deaths, HIV, 300,000 more deaths from HIV AIDS than coronavirus. Yet nobody's shutting down New York City, right? Nobody's shutting down San Francisco. People are still dying from HIV AIDS more than corona. But it's no cause for alarm, right? Don't need to send home the college students. Don't need to have everybody go to lecture halls. I see these empty baseball stadiums. I see the empty football stadium. The college universities are just, man, they're really hurting because there's no gate revenue. Why? You see, there's nothing going on here that's not normal. Not natural. It's happened every year. Nothing out of the ordinary. We see deaths caused by cancer this year, 6,443,000 worldwide. Folks, in case you'd lost your math, that's six times more deaths than from coronavirus. Well, cancer's old news. We should worry. Oh, man, go to the oncologist and get a diagnosis. Oh, then you got to be afraid. But, folks, 6 million versus 1 million coronavirus deaths? Deaths caused by smoking this year, 3,922,000 deaths caused by cigarettes worldwide. What a shock, you folks, to know what the biggest number of deaths this year is. What a shock if I told you that as of today, October 12th, 33,391,000 deaths from abortions this year. Yeah, you heard that right, folks. 33.3 million abortions. Oh, but Dr. Rod, those aren't really living. Oh, though, yeah, they are, folks. Their little hearts are beating. These are individuals. They're humans. They have a fingerprint. They have identified DNA that's unique to them. Don't tell me they're not living. 33.3 million versus 1 million HIV, I'm sorry, coronaviruses. 33 times the number of deaths from abortions. Yeah, folks, you know this is a scam because, you see, throughout the country, you can't go get a laser eye surgery done. They shut the lasers, elective surgeries down, but right next door, you can go get an abortion. Okay? Your little mom and pop restaurants shut down. It's a coronavirus hotspot, but no, the liquor store and the marijuana dispensaries are wide open. Man, this coronavirus is pretty selective. Hey, you know, you can't go to church and sing praises to your Lord, to your God, and to sit and pray and get spiritual strength. You can't do that, especially in California under Gruesome Newsom. You can't do that. But my golly, he didn't shut down a single Scientology reading room. I got to tell you, I got to take my hats off to the Jewish synagogues in New York. I had to take my hats off to them because, man, I just got a story. The mayor said, no more, you guys, no more synagogues. You've got to shut down the synagogues. This is just last week. What did they respond? No, we're not going to shut down. We're going to go. You're not going to say we can't go to our synagogue. And so they had a big protest and burned their mask, had a mask burning. I love it. You know, burning masks, don't mess with the Jews in New York. Don't mess with them. What are you going to do, arrest the rabbis there, Blasio? Are you going to arrest them? Wait. Do you remember the first big outbreak in New York City, folks? This is in the Jewish quarter. Man, a lot of people were speculating. They're attacking the Jews like it's another Holocaust. And in fact, a lot of the hospitals were overrun with, and these were healthy, you know, a lot of them not elderly, but a lot were that came in. The hospitals were overrun with most of the Jewish sectors of New York City. In fact, it was so amazing. There was a lawsuit filed. And this is what's crazy. When this whole thing came out, a major pharmaceutical, I can't tell you its name. I'll be in trouble. A major pharmaceutical house donated masks free of charge as a publicity gimmick. Again, to all of the Jewish nursing homes, senior citizen centers and whatnot. And the outbreak happened immediately after people started masking up. In fact, because so many of the attorneys there are Jewish in New York, the attorneys got together and filed a class action lawsuit against this major pharmaceutical company claiming, you see, cause and effect. We didn't have this huge death toll and outbreak until people started wearing your stupid masks. So they believed that the masks themselves had the virus impregnated in it, and that's what caused the virus outbreak. That was headlines for a while, but it was squashed pretty quickly. This major pharmaceutical house now, because of the lawsuit settlement, in their mask that you can buy by the caseload, their mask has warning labels on their masks. Folks, yeah, warning labels, warning in big bold letters like you see in the backs of cigarettes, okay? Warning, this mask will not stop or detour the transmissibility of COVID-19. Right on the masks. They have to because this doesn't. I love that. I sent copies of this out. These pictures. But by all means, Walmart, go give masks out to people because you know why? Because you're an idiot. You're stupid, Mr. Walton, or Walton's representative. You've passed on. You don't care. Folks, you're just, Walmart and the rest of these big box stores are just spreading the lie and the propaganda. Here's a news flash for you, ladies and gentlemen. This pandemic is a hoax. But it's not going away. Why? Until the PCR test is exposed as what it is, a research tool, not a diagnostic tool. Until that's exposed, it's not going to go away. Because why? You will always have up to 10 to 15% of the population always testing positive. Always. It's a rotating curve, folks. The curve will never flatten. You will always have a certain percentage testing positive to a PCR test. That's a fact, folks. It's the truth. We'll be right back after these messages. Please stay tuned. I'm Dr. H. Fruot. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a PhD in nutrition and biomedical researcher. Please stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.